The assembly walked into a closed meeting at 6:10 p.m. along with Sweeney and municipal attorney Robin Kochak. So far, that's not really out of the ordinary. About 90 minutes later, Sweeney and Kochak were excused from the executive session. Again, not that unusual. The plot twist came about 15 minutes later when the full assembly walked back into the public meeting room and took their seats at the table.
So I have a statement.
Mayor Mim McConnell.
The assembly has strong opinions on all the candidates, and after a lengthy discussion, Jay Sweeney's name was mentioned, at which time he was excused from the room. The assembly will take this up again tomorrow after the regular assembly meeting, adding Jay Sweeney to the list of candidates.
Sweeney has been city finance director since 2011 and has been interim administrator since Jim Dinley's resignation this past April. He did not apply for the permanent administrator job. In an interview after Monday night's special meeting, McConnell said the assembly did not discuss Sweeney at length in the executive session, apart from asking him whether he'd be interested in being considered.
Well, we needed to know whether it was even worth talking about or not. And you know, so, Jay, are you interested? And when he said, well, yeah, he probably would be. So it's like, okay, out. So, you know, we had to stop talking about it at that point. But we didn't know whether he was or not, so we had to get that clear.
The parameters of what the assembly can discuss behind closed doors are narrow. In this case, they were limited to talking about the four finalists who interviewed on Thursday and Friday, Pam Caskey, Mark Gorman, Sina Gubatayo, and Jim Pascal. To discuss Sweeney at length, they need to make another motion and include his name, and that is expected to happen at the end of tonight's regular meeting.
Well, we had spent quite a lot of time, I think pretty exhaustive discussion about the four candidates, and we and one of the assembly members mentioned, you know, Jay's interest in the past, and or as being a possibility, and we just, I think we have felt like it was time to just stop the dialogue, and before we go any further, let's, you know, do this legally and get his name added in there, and we'll continue the discussion.
For his part, Sweeney said he was surprised his name was brought up in the executive session. When he signed on as interim administrator, he says it was simply out of a desire to help the city get through its transition.
But I felt over the last 5 months that I've very much enjoyed the job and felt I've done a reasonable job at it, at least in my own perspective. Others may believe differently. If at this point in time the assembly feels that my leadership style and my management style is right for Sitka, then I would be honored and flattered to be given an opportunity to be considered for the role.
Of the other candidates who have applied, 53 submitted resumes and other material to the assembly. 10 of them went through a video interview in public. 4 of them went through an in-person interview, again, in public. We asked McConnell whether Sweeney would go through the same process.
I don't know yet. We didn't talk about it because his name was not given as a subject for the executive session, so we couldn't iron out all that kind of stuff.
McConnell says if the assembly needs more time, it will take it. Sweeney says he's happy to go through any process the assembly wishes. So, what's next? Could be more discussion, or it could be a job offer for one of the now 5 finalists. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.